If he were alive today, a similar situation might occur where he would be falsely accused and sent through the God and Jesus. I-51-D-S-D-S-D-S-D-S-D-S criminal justice system and executed by injection or electric chair or firing squad or hanging. The crucifixion was simply the method in vogue at the time. It seems rather senseless if we don't understand the reason. Look not towards Jesus, look towards your fellow man. The answer lies in the fact that he was executed. The point here is that there is the injustice, man's injustice to man. Is that what you mean? That is correct. Well, it has been brought down to us that he died for our sins. Do you understand that concept? These are simply rationalizations which have been put into the Bible to try to explain it on a very basic level. A much broader understanding is needed to understand the whole life and Jesus' experience. Many common and accepted beliefs are harmful to a true understanding, in that clinging to these will prevent a growing awareness of the true function of philosophy. In the Old Testament of the Bible there are frequent references to the Holy Ghost. In the New Testament it is more frequently called the Holy Spirit. There is an indication that this is a spirit from God that is available to help people. I'd like to know some more about it and how it works. We would say that this would be an attempt by your consciousness to understand an aspect of the God nature. There is a vague awareness that there are divisions of that which you call God. And these divisions have been given these three designations, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. However, the comprehension of that which is the Holy Ghost would be as equally difficult to understand with your awareness as would be God the Father. Suffice to say, however, that this spirit is of an energy nature somewhat more of a life force than a life form. Perhaps to say, more of the sustaining life. That is, the essence of life itself as opposed to the personality which is full of this life. Is it possible for a person to survive without this spirit? Not so, for how could the personality survive without life? Life speaks on many planes, not simply physical life but spiritual life. It is the sustaining element of personal awareness, or personality on your level. I-52 Conversations with the Spirit D, then you're saying it is the spirit of life itself. That's the way we would recognize it. S, to phrase it in terms which you could understand, that would be perhaps accurate. Thus it would seem that when the churches speak of the Triad, or Trinity, the great three-in-one, they are actually closer to the real concept than they realize. These are each separate, just as we are also separate from God, and yet they are all one. They are all forms of the same thing, yet their descriptions have been put into simplified terms that our human minds can comprehend. It is more difficult for us to visualize God as an energy force. It is much easier for us to give him personification. From the information I have received, it would seem that the Holy Ghost and God are essentially the same thing, a life force that permeates everything. Without either one of them there can be no life, because this is the driving energy behind it. Thus it would be contradictory for the church to say we should allow the Holy Ghost to enter into us, because it is already there. The absence of this spirit would mean the absence of life itself. D, we asked you about the concept of God. What about the concept of the devil or Satan? S, the concept is merely that, it is a concept, an analogy, a rationalization which is used for purposes of understanding. D, then there is no real entity. S, there is no such real entity, no. There is no personification. D, but people say the devil is a being, a person. Is there any such thing as that? S, not as one being, or one entity being evil and considered the devil. When most people are talking of the devil, they are talking of the being known as Lucifer, who was one at the time of the formation, and who, through his own want for power, lost all. D, they associate him with evil? S, that is because most of the elementals which have been associated with evil congregate around him. D, do you think this misunderstanding, so to speak, would give these kind of forces more power? S, yes, because they utilize misunderstanding to their own means. D, then people give them power by thinking about them. S, power is not given by just thoughts about them. It is given in the acts that people do. This is why every time someone, I-54 conversations with a spirit says, the devil made me do it, when they have done something they know is wrong, that gives them more energy. D. I have heard it said that there has to be a devil because you have to have balance. If you have good, you have to have evil. S. This is a rationalization or an attempt to comprehend. People need something to say, oh, I understand that. If we did not understand it, we would not feel comfortable. These are rationalizations to make us feel comfortable so that we can feel that we understand it. We have set up many rationalizations in order to explain what we see and feel and observe around us, to the point that these rationalizations have taken on a life of their own. They should now be understood as mere rationalizations and not entities of their own. D. Well, is it a good or bad thing that people rationalize this way? S. The purpose is served. There is a feeling of security. However, it stifles growth because there is a resistance to parting with the rationalization to understand something somewhat more complex. It is neither good or bad, merely indifferent, as far as what is right and wrong. D. What about the preaching of sin in that you're going to go to hell and bum in the fires, etc.? Would you explain that as a mistranslation? S. When you were a child, your parents constantly threatened you with the belt for not eating supper or many other things. The fear of these punishments is what directed your attention or your actions away from what caused the confrontation in the first place. This is merely an adult threat in order to make you do that which is perceived to be good. D. Then, is there any such physical place as hell? S. There is no physical. The mind will at the time of death create its own hell if that is what it's expecting. Suppose a person lives a life of wickedness, all the while knowing that they're going to hell for what they're doing. If they firmly believe that, then when they die they will be waiting for them. I do not believe people necessarily have to be living a wicked life. They can be living a perfectly normal God-fearing, church Satan, possession and demons going life, but the church has planted this fear in them. And being normal, they know they are not perfect, so they expect to go to hell for some small insignificant sin, because this is what the church has promised. They feel they are so unworthy that there can be no other afterlife for them but hell. This type of brainwashing does an extreme amount of damage to the person if it prepares them to expect hell instead of heaven. I think this is where the church is wrong and can do more harm than good. By making people fear hell so intensely, the church succeeds in creating it for them. S. They remain there in their version of hell until they realize that it is a manufacture of their own mind. It may take a year or it may take hundreds, but since time has no meaning on this side, it is as only the twinkling of an eye. When they realize they don't have to stay there, it has no power to hold them and they are released to go where they truly belong. D. But there is much that we call evil in the world. S. Evil is not an accurate term. This gets back to what is good and what is bad. It's simply misguided, that would be a more appropriate term. In our perceptions, the things which you call evil are merely energies which are misguided or misdirected. These energies are simply not evolved. They are not personifications of evil. They are not entities, so to say. There is no such devil sitting on people's shoulders telling them to do this or that. On this side we have no concept of evil, for evil is merely a disharmony between the two forces, and this has been given the term evil, in order for your human conscious mind to be able to comprehend this disharmony. Please understand, there is no incarnate evil. There is no such thing as a Satan who is walking the earth and snatching the souls from people. This is a fallacy and a story which was created in order to understand disharmony. I will use an analogy. There is positive and negative on a battery. If you are going to jump a car, you have to jump a cables to hook up positive and negative. And if you leave one off, well, you're going to sit for a while, aren't you? So it can be seen that both are necessary. Neither is more important, more helpful or useful, for they are equal in importance and usefulness. So shed your fascination with evil and good for I-56 conversations with a spirit. This is an inaccurate concept and will hinder your conceptions and understanding. D. Did these energies come here from somewhere else? S. They're energies that live on this planet. We are all energies. You are an energy. Your soul is an energy. These are the energies I speak of. We could say souls. D. Would this go dong with the idea that thoughts are thugs? S. Exactly. Thoughts are energy. Thoughts are real manifestations. Thoughts are, period. D. You mean, by people thinking about these bad things happening to the world, they are actually creating these thugs? S. This is true. Thinking of hell on earth will bring it just as surely as going out and building it by the sweat of your brow. It may not occur in the same way, but it will just as surely occur. D. Then by thinking of these things and fearing them, people are creating a thought energy that is powerful enough to cause them. Is that correct? S. That's exactly right. A thought is energy. Your soul manipulates energy. Thinking is manipulation of energy. A thought is a willful act. The purpose is to counteract this disharmony by bringing in fresh energy, new ideas, hope, new directions. It's the intention of the thought itself that counts. If you send someone love, that is the intention. If you wish something in return for that, you may send them love, but that is not the intention. It is entirely dependent on what is expected. D. And this cannot be disguised. The true feeling comes through. Is that what you mean? S. The sender knows what the intentions are. The receiver may not. D. Then if it is true that there is no such thing as evil and there is no such thing as the devil, where does our concept of evil come from? S. Do you really wish to know? There is one word that sums this whole concept up easily. He spelled out, EXCUSES. There is a lack of responsibility by blaming this unhappiness and this dread on others. It is much easier to assign the blame outward than inward. And so, voila, the devil is poking his three-tined prong and urging others to do that which they would not normally do. Who? Me? No, the devil made me do it. This is heard through the centuries. Satan, possession and demons. I-57. This is what is meant by excuses. This is evil. D. We were thinking that evil was definitely a force and we wondered where it came from. S. It came from the imagination. It was conjured and so roams the world, devouring innocent babes, debauching, raping, pillaging. This is evil incarnate. The excuse is to hide from responsibility. D. Then it comes from the mind of the persons? S. That is correct. It comes from the inner desires of the people and not from some outside force, for there is no such entity roaming the universe. There is simply a lack of responsibility on those who wish to assign the devil his blame. D. Well, with so many people believing that there is evil and there is the devil. S. Then there is the devil. D. Is it possible that by believing it, people can create some kind of a thought form? S. They cannot create an entity, for only God can do that. They can create situations which seem to prove their existence. They set up the events which prove to themselves the validity of that which they want to believe. This is true not only in evil experiences, but in good and holy experiences also. That which you believe pre-programs your experience. Believe what you want and that is what you will find. D. But we have heard that you can create thought forms with your mind. S. That is not correct, for no mere mortal has the power of creation. Only God has that right, that power. What humans are creating are these situations or circumstances which seem to prove the existence of this devil. Can you give me a specific example of what you are asking? D. Well, I've heard it said that if enough people concentrated, they could create a thought form. S. That is not correct. They can create energy which is merely a collection of the energies being fed into it. It is simply a matter of pooling the energies. This can be done for good or for harm. But there is no creation of an entity. D. Then it would dissipate when the energy was released from it. S. There was nothing created and so the energy would dissipate. I-58 conversations with a spirit and go back to the elements. I repeat, there is not the creation of any entity in this, there is simply the pooling of energies, which is a very powerful process. There is no creation of life by any creature, be it astral or otherwise. There is only energy created by God and that is all. D. So we don't need to fear anything like that? S. That is correct. Humanity has been in the chains of fear for too long, and it is now time to break the chains of that bondage and release humans to accept their own responsibility. There are entities which can be considered demonic. There are entities which are just elementals which have been warped by human contact. There are also entities which are elementals which have been lifted by human contact. It's all in the exposure. The power is the same. It's how it is utilized. There are no black and white areas. At this time I was having difficulty understanding the term elementals. See also chapter 6. D. By elementals, do you mean they are just very simple, they haven't learned anything yet? S. They are earth spirits, yes. D. Earthbound spirits. S. Spirits of the earth. There is a difference. D. Are they allowed to incarnate too? S. No. They are what some people have come to know as, when they talk of possessions, usually they are talking of an elemental overtaking. D. Could they evolve into a spirit like yourself? S. They could evolve into a higher form, but they would never be allowed to incarnate. D. When the Native Americans talked about trees and animals having spirits, would they be like that? S. This is true. They have guardians, as it were, that care for them. They're more of a feeling, sensing spirit than having much thought. D. Then how could they be dealt with if they cause problems? Could you reason with them? S. You could reason with them in the fact of letting them know that you are going to face them and telling them to go. And Satan, possession and demons IS9, by telling them in the proper manner they will have to leave. D. Then you can't reason with them like you could another person. These are the ones that just cause trouble. S. Not always. There are fine examples of good usage of elementals. There have been rude experiments in the proper usage of elementals, by gaining knowledge. D. Then if they are not a reasoning spirit, they can't understand whether what they do is right or wrong. S. Right. Elementals live upon feeling energies. You will find some who live in churches. They feel the uplifting of prayer and the happiness that lives in that place, and they feed upon these emotions. And then there are those that feed upon hate and lust and things like that, and they congregate around places that generate those emotions. D. Is there any way humans could protect themselves from the influences of these mischievous elementals? S. You can always bring down a prayer of protection over yourself and over your surroundings. D. Is there any particular way you have to do that? S. Well, it depends on the way that you view the eternal being and the universe. You can just call down the ultimate power of what is good and ask it to protect you. D. Then there are no certain words that have to be said in a certain way. S. No. It just has to come directly from within and be said with meaning. People who are presumably possessed are actually examples of those spirits who have a particularly bad dose of negative energies attracted to them. It had gotten strong enough to start influencing them on the physical plane. These spirits, when they cross over, will have to spend quite some time in the resting place to rid themselves of this. D. I'm trying to understand these negative spirits that they attract. S. Not spirits, energies. D. Negative energies. I think people are always thinking of these negative energies as being similar to the devil and demons. I-60 conversations with a spirit. D. S. D. S. D. S. D. S. D. When someone is possessed, is the entity doing the posse's sign a true spirit? It is a warped spirit. More on the level of what you would term demons. They are lower than human souls, and they have been warped through touch or contact by certain entities or even people, so that they are bent and evil. But if they have not actually lived lives, where do they come from? They were at the formation. The cases of so-called posse's sign are generally caused by someone who has allowed their karma to become seriously imbalanced, leaving a vacuum in part of their karmic energies where other energies can enter in. These are usually disorganized energies, for the energy that constitutes your soul and your body are not the only energies there are. Some of the superstitious terms that used to be common in your language, earth sprites, water sprites, elementals, and various things like that, referred to collections of loosely organized energy that usually are connected to certain physical characteristics on the earth. Because of the type of energy they are, They're attracted to certain physical situations. Then it is not normally a possession by a human spirit that crossed over? No. Usually it's an elemental type of spirit that is present on the earth at all times because it's just simply part of the earth. Do they really mean any harm when they do things like this? No. The reason why they enter in is because there is a serious imbalance and a vacuum there, and the vacuum needs to be filled. It is like a magnet to them and they are drawn in without their really wanting to be drawn in. They don't do it on purpose, it is just an accident. And the violence that ensues is because they are not as organized, in energy terms, as the human soul is. They are more loosely formed and so they are not able to have organized action, thus violent actions are the result. I thought they were more like mischievous type spirits. Satan, Possession and Demons 161 S, D, S, D, S, D, S, D, S, no. There are things that they do out of mischief, but things like this generally happen because of an imbalance in the energies. It's the law of cause and effect again. These energies are drawn to this imbalance because of the interaction of that energy with their energy. It's just a matter of energies that drain rather than build up. Possession is a reality, however, elementals are drawn in, not invaders as such. Is there anything that someone can do to get rid of these, to expel them if they have entered in like that? It is difficult to say. Basically, to realize that it was an imbalance in you that caused this. The only thing that I can see that is available at your present level of knowledge would be to meditate and get things back in balance. As things get back in balance, the elementals would have to leave just as a natural course of events, because the polarities of the energies involved would change and they would no longer be able to stay because the energy no longer interacts in the same way. We hear of exorcisms performed by the church. That's mainly a help to the mind of the subject involved, to help them realize that something is out of balance and to help them try to put something back in balance. But usually it is like putting a band-aid on a deep cut. It doesn't really help the cut and you keep bleeding around the band-aid. The person involved must actively work with themselves to be able to balance the imbalance. And having some water sprinkled on you and some words said over you would not correct the situation. I've heard that white light is very effective to exorcise these elementals. Yes. It is effective for protection, particularly against, or not against, that is a bad word. It can be used for protection when dealing with people whose auras seem to clash with your own. I've heard of what they call psychic vampires, which would be another person who absorbs your energy and makes you feel very weak or drained. That's not a very good term. But do you know what I mean? Yes. It is a good description for your language. These psychic I-62 conversations with a spirit vampires are imbalanced themselves and they need to work on that. D. Sometimes it is not intentional when these things happen. S. That is true. Sometimes it happens spontaneously. It is not that common, but still it is wise to have yourself protected. D. Didn't you say that a person couldn't be possessed without their cooperation? Or did I understand you correctly? S. A demon's only method of entering in is through stealth. Therefore they must be very stealthy in order to attain even a foothold upon another person. D. Can they attach themselves by finding weak spots in the aura? Wouldn't this be the same thing as the other entity said about finding a weak spot of imbalance, a vacuum or void to fill? S. They would attach themselves in any way. This would be one method, yes. D. Is it possible for those people who can read auras to detect this in others? S. Yes. If a person is aware of being overtaken, all he must say is, I bid you leave in the name of Christ, and it must go. It has to obey this name, they have no choice. D. Who has to make that command? The person that the demon is in, or can someone else do it? S. If someone else does it, it is what you would term an exorcism. But if the person who is being possessed is made aware of this, they can also command them to leave. But there has to be the strength in the command. D. What if they don't think they are possessed? Do they have to be told what to say or do? S. If they don't believe that they are possessed, another may do the exorcism for them by commanding it to leave. I ask you, what harm would it do to command something to leave in the name of Christ? If there is nothing there, it has harmed nothing. But if there is something there, it has done great good for this person. D. Can you tell me if anyone ever leaves their physical body and a different spirit enters into that body and uses it? S. Oh, yes. Perhaps the soul has become dissatisfied with the situation and decided it cannot handle what it thought it wished to. But the body must carry on for other reasons. Satan, Possession and Demons 163. Because this person, as others know it, needs to exist. Therefore another would choose to enter into this body and live that life. This is a typical description of a walk-in, not a case of possession. Walk-ins are discussed in Chapter I-5. D. Is there ever a case where a spirit is forced out of the body? S. No, it is the self's decision. D. There's much talk about these things that frighten people. They say that an evil spirit can come and force you out of your body and take possession of the body. Is such a thing possible? S. Perhaps if there was no desire to remain, one seeming to be high-minded could take over. But I have never known of this to occur. I think what you're speaking of is where others are said to inhabit the body at the same time, rather than actually the other entity leaving. D. Two spirits at once. Why would that be allowed? S. These are restless spirits, more of an elemental variety. D. I think you told me that elemental was something that more or less didn't have any understanding. It was just a very simple. S. Interrupted. It is a very basic energy. It operates more on the case of desires than the knowledge of why. D. Well, how could the person allow something like that to come in? S. By not protecting oneself. Different things. But it is always able to be thrown off at any time that the owner of the body wishes it to be done. D. Then they are not more powerful than the real owner of the body. If a person would perhaps be given to strong drink or drugs, does this ever open the body up to an elemental? S. There are those who, due to these factors, become very open. And there are those elementals who gather around these types of people. But this is a rarity. This is not something that would happen every day, as it were. D. Then the strong drink or other drugs don't lessen the ability to S. To protect oneself? Number I-64 Conversations with a Spirit. D. Okay. I thought it made them more open to these other spirits. S. Only if they allow themselves to be. D. Then as long as they protect themselves, they don't have to worry about it. S. Simply ask for God's protection, in God's name or Jesus' name. The mere vocalization is instant protection. D. Could the white light be used in this way, too? S. That is correct, the light of protection. Merely vocalizing the name of Jesus or God and asking for their protection is the same, for instantly the light surrounds. It apparently doesn't matter what your particular religious beliefs are. Every entity agrees that the calling upon a higher power for protection will be sufficient to keep the elementals away. They also all agree on the power of the white light. This is the personification of protection. It is very effective when you visualize this beautiful light surrounding yourself, your car, your home, or whatever. The following is a very effective visualization for protection that was given to me by a subject in trance. S. Vocalization is highly effective, but you should include more visualization. See more fully and do not rely so heavily on simply the spoken word. 4. Although the spoken word is in truth the creation of energies, it is much more efficient for you if you would truly visualize and see in your mind's eye exactly that which you wish. For this is, in fact, creation. See yourself enveloped in a pyramid of white energy surrounding, perhaps, the entire building you are in, or whatever you feel most comfortable with. If it is used in this way, all within its space would be included in this white energy. Encourage all who participate to co-create, and in so doing, the energies become stronger. It would be very simple to describe a pyramid surrounding those present, and ask that each simply visualize this pyramid of white shimmering energy, such that no discreative energies may enter from the outside. Ask that all discreative energies within be transformed and aligned into the creative energies of the universe. Satan, Possession and Demons D. S. S. It would also be appropriate at that time to ask for any healing which would be required of those in the assembly. Ask that the discreative energies within the assembly, which cause these physical manifestations of illness, be turned to the white light, and aligned and turned back to the universe in a creative manner. In this way, those present will assist in the healing of whoever wishes it. Energy cannot be destroyed, but it can be converted from negative to positive.